Happy New Year.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Odin's Beard. It's been a while. I am your host, Dalton Ryder.
I am your co-host, Chris, a.k.a. That Young Boy Ryder.
God, you're so stupid. All right. So it's been a minute. Today's kind of going to be off the cuff just because we're not sticking to our normal platform. We're not really going to do any articles today.
We're not even in the same environment.
No, we're not in our normal recording space.
We're in a kitchen.
So if you... I'm going to try and make the audio better than I have in the past. So hopefully you don't hear the refrigerator.
No, the audio's been good. I'm just afraid because I keep hearing like the creaking of this old-ass table.
Yeah. But yeah, basically what I mean by not doing our normal thing, we are going to go back to, you know, normal Odin's Beard. I feel like we do have people that listen. I mean, clearly, I mean, we've seen the stats. And that's not me being facetious or anything. Like, it's just, we want to build a community, and I don't know. It's my fault, but I don't want to be shitty and just like pretend like nothing happened over the last like month or so. I want to actually take some time to explain why we haven't posted any episodes, what's going to change. Mine's gonna kind of be heavy-handed, so honestly, it is my fault that we did. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about anything.
No, I think it was both of our faults, really. It's not because we did anything bad, or no, it's because we were mad at each other. We hated each other.
Yeah, we despised each other.
No, we like still hung out and stuff, but a lot of stuff happened. Like for me, mine's not as like big as Dalton's, but I just started school again.
He's back into college, boys.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be pretty busy. I've been working on. I have said this multiple times in Odin's Beard episodes. I'm making videos. I haven't published any in like forever because I haven't worked as much as I want to on them. I'm almost done with one. I'm not telling you what it is, and I have. Dalton knows. I've told him I have a bunch of plans. Mm-hmm. For other stuff.
Yeah.
And he has a bunch of plans for other stuff. And I you'll probably, like, talk about that. But, I have a video almost edited, almost done. Then I have one in the works, another one.
it's informative, but not at all.
Yeah, no, because, it shows I am working on stuff. I would say that it's because it is partially because I do have a job and I do have school, but it's also because I have been procrastinating. I will admit that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There have been days where I'm off and I can easily work on it, but I don't work on it. Or I work on it, but only work on it for like an hour when I could easily work on it and try to get it done. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, things have been good for me. I've missed this, you know.
Yeah, I have to. You know, now that we're actually, like, back to doing it, I completely miss this. Because this is weird. Because, like, we talked a lot, but this was, like, really our only time every week to kind of, like, talk about all the shit going on in pop culture that, like, we just love. And we just haven't really had time to catch up. There's just a lot of crap going on.
Yeah, and what I realized with this is, we have our own interests, you know, and we talk about our own stuff. But like, I feel like since I talk about Pokemon a lot, because that doesn't mean
that's like your thing is Pokemon, and like
I talk about.
I noticed I went back and listened to a lot of like episodes and. The unedited stuff, like, I was going back and listening. You talk a lot about, like, merchandise.
I really do.
Like Dragon Ball Z shoes, that was one of them.
Yeah. Eevee soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was pretty cool.
But
which I don't think No, I think that's on the lost episode that we're going to save
for. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we have an episode. The last episode we recorded was July 5th.
Yeah, with...
And with Patrick. Yeah. And we were going to release it, but that was my fault. I just didn't have the time to edit it, which is, again, a really shitty excuse. I kept forgetting, and life kind of took over, and so we're going to consider it a lost episode. We're going to release it later, but we just didn't feel right, it being the episode we released today. We felt like today needed to be kind of an apology, I guess, yeah. For the people who actually do listen to the podcast and actually like our content, and we appreciate every single one of you. And
I'm happy. Like anyone, like if it was just one person listening,
yeah, I'd absolutely be happy with that. Absolutely. We'll see. And I was looking at the stats, and I'm like,
they're better than I thought.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you have no idea. Like if it's people you. I know there's some people we know that listen to us every once in a while, but a lot of it's like
random people.
It could be random people, and so to those random people that I clearly can't like talk to you specifically. I just want you to know that we love you, and we're glad you have taken the time to even listen to part of our episode. I mean,
yeah.
You don't even have to listen to 10 seconds, yeah, but we're glad you do.
You can listen. You can hear. You can like listen. For like 5 seconds and hearing my voice and say, hey, I don't like the cut of his jib, you know?
jib.
Yeah. I mean, that's why you gave us a chance.
Yeah, you know? And yeah, we appreciate you guys.
And that's what I was saying, like, we do have our own interests that we talk about, but I feel like anyone could like it because, you know, it's always fun hearing people talk about something they're passionate about, even if you know nothing about it.
Exactly. You know? And I think that's why a lot of people like that kind of, like, format.
Yeah.
I thought my phone was on.
But what I was saying, Dalton is about to talk about his stuff, and we're going to talk about stuff that's happened, not just in our life, but stuff we care about that we wanted to talk about on the show, but we never did.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a lot of shit.
Surprise, happening. There's some Pokemon stuff I want to talk about, you know? And, but for me, it's simply like I'm starting school again. I have work. I am working on some more stuff, and I have a bunch of stuff planned. I have a podcast planned that Dalton is going to be a part of. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want to spoil you. You know?
Yeah. It's. I mean, I know, but I'm not gonna.
He knows.
I know. And it's actually a pretty awesome idea.
Yeah. I mean, it could fit. Like, in my mind, it could fail horribly. It'd be like...
No.
Because
I honestly think it's
I'm not going to be mad if it fails because I tried it. I'm going to be happy with that.
But, like, it's the kind of thing that people... Yeah. I mean, think... I'm not going to, like, call them out right now because I don't want people to think, oh, it's exactly like that. But what we were just watching, it's kind of along the same genre.
You want me to say their name?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just because I don't want to give people like a...
Idea?
Yeah, like...
I mean, it's not really like... I think... I don't want to say that because I feel like I would give it away, but it's just going to be... It's really... I think it's a dumb idea, but not in a bad way. It's like, it's so dumb. It's funny. Interesting.
Yeah. And it's more to the point than Odin's Beard is. Odin's Beard could be like... super broad at times, and it could go across it, but this is like it's
centralized.
It's central, exactly.
Yeah, and it's I want
this, but not on a topic specifically.
Yeah,
it's still broad.
Yeah, but. It's like I want it to be kind of like this podcast because I think this podcast I wanted this to be, and I think Dalton wants this to be something that people can listen to and not think about anything else. Just have fun.
Yeah.
We exactly. are your friends.
Even though sometimes in the past I have brought up politics, I need to stop doing it.
It's fine. Like, we all have our opinions. If you have a different opinion, if you like something that we know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Even if it's like the most, you know, weirdest thing, we don't care. You're cool, you know?
Yeah, because it... Yeah.
And it's like, what I want with the podcast, I want you... It's so simple, and you just have fun. It's so dumb. But, like, the banter that will happen, or hopefully will happen, will be funny. You know?
Yeah. And I feel like hopefully with that podcast in particular, we could get a lot more. It'll be a lot of different people.
Yeah.
It won't always just be me and you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who else. It's going to be Dalton, obviously, for most, if not all, of the episodes.
Yeah, I'm down for every episode
But if there's ever, like, we'll probably have, like, two other people or three other people.
Yeah.
Or, like...
We've just spent, like, four minutes talking about a podcast.
That they know nothing about.
And they know nothing. I mean, do you want to talk about it?
I don't... No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, you guys will find out soon. Once I get pseudonym, I don't even want to say off the ground, but once I start publishing videos... When I say, I know I bullshitted a lot, kind of, because I'll say I'm working on this video, and I'm still going to work on it, but this video I'm talking about is almost done. Like, it is almost done.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, and, like, the script, done.
Done, diddly,
done. The audio, almost done. I've, like, experimented with this video. I've made five or six videos that I've since deleted. Not because I'm ashamed of them.
Right.
Because I put a lot of work into those videos. But they're not what I wanted for the channel. And maybe I'll upload them soon. Like in the future. As like a archive or something.
Right.
Because they're still on my computer. But this video, I'm really happy with it. Because it's what I want my videos to be.
Yeah.
So. But yeah. Work. College. Pseudonym. Plus, a new podcast is coming out. And then I'm going to announce it. Another channel that will come out. I would say soon, but in like if, you know, like well off.
Yeah. After you focus on pseudonym.
Yeah, because I don't want to focus on too much. And it will come out. I want to say soon. It's not like 5 years from now. It's soon. But yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess the main reason we kind of prolonged doing this was because, and I mean, it's not for lack of Chris trying. Chris has come to me and been like, hey, let's get the podcast going. Let's record it. I've just been like, I'm not down for it.
I don't want it to seem like he was holding back. Like it was a mutual decision.
Yeah, like I cared.
Yeah, I was like, he was like, I don't think I should record right now, or this is not a good time, because it usually wasn't, because we were so busy. And I was like, I understand, like it's a busy time for me, and I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah. Well, I guess. I don't even know how to talk about this without, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The main reason we didn't record, there was a lot of stuff going on with my girlfriend, and not bad things. She's, right now she's on for anybody that knows the World Race, it's a organization through Adventures and Missions. Basically, it's an 11-month mission trip to 11 different countries. In any number of continents, I think she's going to, I can't remember the exact numbers, but I know it's South America, Asia, and I want to say, oh no, I think it's Europe, Asia, and South America. Yeah, I was going to say I thought it was an African one, but I don't believe so. But no, she left August 3rd, and there was a lot of stuff going on in preparation of that. I guess the biggest reason I didn't record is because I fell into this, like, I guess, like, I don't even want to go here because I feel like it makes,
I'm sorry, like,
yeah, I don't want to, like,
personal.
Yeah, man. Well,
and that's, like, kind of it's more, like, in this world when we want this podcast to be out of it.
Right. Well, it's also that I don't want to shine, like, a negative light on what Michaela's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys know my girlfriend. She was on the Spotlight Deadpool episode. I guess, honestly, it's amazing what she's doing. I mean, right now she's in... Sorry, I'm fighting back allergies.
Yeah.
Right now she's in Revne, Ukraine. I might be butchering
that. Yeah, I thought she was there.
She's doing amazing things. Basically, the reason I decided not to... I fell into this kind of, like, pit of depression.
Yeah.
Because I was, like... I was so worried about her, but also happy for her, but also, like, I'm not going to see this woman that I've spent, like, almost 6 years with for a whole year, you know?
Yeah.
I'm barely going to be able to talk to her. Like, this morning, she FaceTimed me, and since it's, like, a 7-8 hour difference, I was asleep.
Yeah. And that's going to happen.
Yeah, and that's happened a lot, and it sucks because, I desperately want to talk to her. And it's just, but... I keep thinking, she's doing amazing things. It's good, you know, and that's amazing. Here recently, a lot of stuff going on. I'm actually, this is a more recent, thing.
Oh, this is the good stuff.
Yeah, this is the good stuff. Taking up a bit of time. Me and Patrick, who you guys know, we wrote a short film called Seasons, which we are actually right now preparing to film. We should be shooting here in the next couple days, as long as we have everything prepped out. There's a lot of things. I mean, we had a very limited time schedule, which is, I mean, it's crazy, but it's awesome at the same time because, I don't know, I like that rush. But
yeah,
a lot of things... a lot of things have gone right. We've had a couple things hit. We've hit kind of a bump, and we're trying to get it figured out.
Yeah, he told me about it this morning.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. But yeah, hopefully... I'm working with my good friend... I'm working with Patrick, and then I'm working with my good friend Ben Coffey, who hopefully one day will be on the podcast.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a really cool dude. He's super talented, super freaking talented. He's a director, cinematographer. He's incredible at everything. I mean, not to like blow smoke up
his ass or anything.
I mean, he really is. He's an incredible director. He's an incredible cinematographer. Incredible writer. He's great. We're working on that. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to premiere it somewhere. Cool. We can send you guys a link in the description one day.
Yeah.
probably be on like Vimeo or something. Yeah,
and we'll probably talk about it on the podcast too.
Yeah. I'll probably tell some stories eventually.
Not on my podcast as well. We don't promote promotion.
Yeah. There's no selling out.
No. I'll talk about it. You know I will.
Other than that, I got a cat.
Yeah.
I got a cat. Her name's Salem.
She's so cute.
She
scares the ever-loving piss out of me, though.
Yeah,
I don't like being scratched.
She's a kitten. She's only 7 weeks old, but she's super playful. She's super sweet.
She's
just psychotic a little bit.
Is that, like, cause I was hanging out with her before we were doing this. She has, like, a ball.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. I have a little, I don't know what they're called, I can't remember, but it was like a little tiny square plush of Captain Picard from Star Trek Next Gen, and she loves playing with that. I guess I understand it's like a small, like, plush ball, but she loves it.
Yeah, and like, I was playing with her with that, and I had flip-flops on. And she was, like, looking at my flip-flops. She was, like, she was about to pounce. I was, like, you're not... You can play with anything in here except for wires that are connected or my toe. You're not touching my feet.
That's a big
problem. She tried to get my feet, like, twice, and it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's a big problem because everybody keeps telling me the same thing. They're like, okay... Obviously, you can't hit her. Because that's abuse. I would never think about doing that, honestly. Like, I would never hit her. Because that's abuse, and that'll make her, you know, resent humans.
Yeah.
And that's just I don't do that to animals. But everybody's like, I did have a couple of people be like, just pop her paw. It's like, that's not gonna do anything. She's gonna she's going to think I'm playing, or she's going to hate me.
Yeah.
But the one thing people keep telling me, if I want, and hear this out, if I've told these people, I'm like, I don't know what to do. She keeps chewing wires that are plugged in, and I just have to like watch her 24/7. And they told me to buy a spray bottle.
Yeah, but
the thing is, you can't spray a spray bottle when she's actually chewing the wire. And if I, and one person said, I can't remember who this was, but said, like, pick her up away from the wire and then spray her.
Yeah.
But it's like, that just makes it seem like I'm wanting her to not be near me.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm holding her, I don't want her to hold her. It's, yeah, sending the wrong message. Because, I mean, she's like 7 weeks old.
Yeah, and like,
and I don't want to, because
what's weird is that's the only thing she does that's bad.
Yeah, I mean, she's super sweet. And like I said, she's psychotic. She runs around a lot.
Yeah, she was like messing up your Captain Picard like stuff thing.
Yeah.
Like, she was like,
I have a data one too, but I can't find it.
She probably ate it. Probably. Because she's like, she like lays on the ground, like clings at it and like, like with her mouth. And it's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah, she, I just gotta, I don't know. If any of you guys know how to,
I mean, we he did
best tame a cat from doing that, hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah, but you did say you, what you do is unplug something, make her play with it, and then spray her.
Yeah.
But even then, that gets water on the wire. And right. You're gonna have to clean that up.
Exactly.
I mean, we could do that, but, and also, it's like, what if she thinks, oh, I shouldn't play at all anymore? You know?
Right. And that just sends a negative message.
Yeah. We say, Salem, no, don't do that. We pick her up away from it. She still hasn't gotten the message, so.
Yeah. But yeah, other than, you know, depression from my girlfriend being gone for a year, she left August 3rd. She won't be back till early July next year. Other than that, and the film, and just lack of money also is kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, oh gosh, it's just, dude, being an adult sucks.
Yeah, I mean, we have money.
Yeah, I mean, we do,
we're
but
not
like,
get paid, but
we have jobs. It's just, it's, I feel like this is the worst place to plug this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait till the end to plug this next thing, but, no, like, we're begging.
We're not begging.
Actually, I'm going to bring it up now just so you actually stick with us and you're not like, oh, shit, well, there's going to be some, they're going to ask us for money into Facebook.
Yeah, and also, money. Like, even if we did, like, oh, you go ahead and tell them how to say.
Oh, Anchor, which is by far
the best thing.
I mean, they really are amazing. I love the guys who work for Anchor. They made podcasting easier, and also they are making it easier for creators to get paid. Basically, let me actually go ahead and talk. Let me, because I don't want to butcher anything.
Let me
make sure I'm telling this right.
Oh.
Talk.
Oh, but what we're saying, this is about money.
Yeah.
You know, and if we thought about doing a Patreon, but what, like, we didn't really like the idea because we want you guys to know, if you have no money to give, or if you just don't want to give money to us, like, that's fine. Like, we were not offended by that at all, because, like, it's enough that you're listening, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, we would never want you to give up money that you need to spend on, like, living. And two, we don't want to force you to give money or feel like you have to give money, even if you don't want to, if you want to save up your money or something, or spend it on something else.
Yeah.
So, like if you have nothing to give or if you don't want to give, it's completely fine. Like, we're not offended at all.
I'm like, I want to agree with you, but, like, I have no idea what you just said. I'm trying to find, like,
We're not begging for money.
No.
If you have no money to give, it's
fine. Essentially, Anchor has made this thing through Stripe where you can gift podcast creators. You can pay them any amount of money to gift them. It's essentially like Patreon.
Yeah, you can pay us a penny.
Yeah, we Yeah, I mean, you don't have to pay us anything. Our podcast will always be free. We do have some content coming up, like some different content than what we're used to. But if at any point you feel like, oh, these guys are awesome, I want to, you know, gift them, we are truly grateful. Seriously. But, I mean, like he said, our podcast will always be free. We may eventually have content that, because we have talked about making a Patreon as well for exclusive content.
Yeah, but I didn't really like the idea of the Patreon.
Right. So, there may not be a Patreon thing coming soon. There may be. We still have to discuss all kinds of things. We're kind of, I don't know. We kind of, I have some ideas, and I feel like probably not the best place to hash it out is on air.
Yeah.
But we'll get back to you guys. Yeah. But yeah, this podcast right here, the weekly episodes, it's always going to be free. We never want you to feel obligated to pay for anything. But yeah, I mean, we will eventually, we may, or I'm not saying we will, we may eventually have some kind of Patreon-esque, like, paid content. I don't know, like, yeah. Video stuff.
We'll never make it
too much. Yeah, it won't be too much. Yeah. Most of our stuff is going to go straight through to Anchor. Yeah. And to iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Pocket Cast, everywhere. We're on 9 different platforms, guys. Yeah. Essentially anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, and we got a new logo.
Yeah, we do have a new logo.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. It's very simple. Almost, I kind of like it because it's almost like Odd Future-esque in its simplicity.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I love that.
Yeah. It's and I also redesigned my thing.
Yeah, I'm for pseudonym.
I mean, I'm thinking of making another, like, I like the banner I have, but I'm going to change the, I don't know what it's called, like the icon, the channel icon.
Yeah.
I'm going to change that. But yeah, we both designed it. We like really simple.
Yeah.
Because this is what this podcast is. It's simple, fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Which, actually, now that we're bringing it up, I feel like this is one thing we can talk about on the air. We always talked about if this does get off the ground and we get, like, a pretty big following, which, I mean, obviously, we're not big at all. We're not, like, we have a few listens, which we're, like we said before, we're very grateful for, but we're gonna do a lot of, you know, promo stuff and like promoting, and hopefully we can get this off the ground to a point where, you know,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know, but I thought about like shirts,
yeah,
and with our new logo it would be so freaking cool.
Yeah.
You get like have the like the Viking helmet right here.
Yeah.
On the, which for you guys you can't see, but like, you know, like where like the pogo
like the polo,
where the polo logo
the
is.
Polo.
Just put like a, but not like a small polo, like, you know, like a big one. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. You know, like,
I know what you're,
like fishing shirts. You know how fishing shirts have the logo on the left breast?
Yeah.
And then have the big picture on the back. Yeah. I figured we could have, like, the Viking helmet on the left breast.
Yeah.
And then on the back have, like, the full helmet, the bottom say Odin's beard.
Yeah.
And it'd be in every iteration of color.
It'll be in multiple colors. Because we have this logo we've made in multiple colors.
Yeah, we have one specifically for any season, any topic, you know.
Or the Halloween one should be Liddy.
Yeah, I like the I'm liking the idea. With the Halloween one, we should put like a little jack o' lantern in the middle. Ooh. Like as a,
I don't want to spook people. You know?
Yeah, right. But yeah,
that the plans for our stuff. Do you have anything else like for plan?
What for like
stuff like this
for Anchor, or I mean not Anchor, but Odin's Beard. A lot of the stuff that I was talking about, like, that we were thinking about doing Patreon for was, like, movie commentary.
Oh, yeah. I really want to do that.
Yeah, I really do.
I've wanted to do, like, anime. Like, we'll talk about really shitty anime or really good anime that yeah. we like, or cartoons, anything.
Yeah, exactly. The main reason I want to do commentary is because, like, I mean, I know there's people like me that love listening to, like, the directors talk about it, or different people talk about it, and our boys over at We Watch the Movie, Wham! On YouTube, they do it a lot, so that's kind of where we got the idea from. We honestly just want to, you know, I mean, we enjoy movies, we want to watch movies, kind of tell you what we think about them, and what better way to do it while we're actually watching it, you know? Yeah. And it could be any iteration of people. Right now, I actually have some planned with a couple of different people, including Chris. I'm sorry. I'm fighting back all kinds of allergies.
Yeah, we think we're allergic to the cat. We both are. No, I felt...
I'm just allergic to life in general. It's just... Like, and this is not a joke. Like, I'm literally the worst for allergies. I'm allergic to everything. I mean...
The trees.
Trees, fresh cut grass. I'm allergic to.
I'm really allergic to pollen.
Yeah, pollen, dander, just basic stuff. Like it's so like it's year round.
Yeah,
and I think the cat just enhanced it, I guess. Yeah. But
yeah, like I feel like I've had, I don't know if it's allergies or a cold, but like it's like 2 nights ago. Like I was like stuffed up and stuff, and I'm usually tired at night, but I was never so tired where I just, like, fell asleep, like, right away. Because I have a hard time sleeping a lot. And, like, I just went, like that. Immediately. I was done.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's another thing. Oh, I had to put Salem in another room last night. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, because he scratched your Salem.
No, Salem came up to me, and, it's, like, 5:30. Climbed up next to me, and I woke up because I felt her under my chin, which was fine. Like, I mean, she cuddles up all the time. All of a sudden, I just feel this freaking claw go into my top eyelid.
What, like inside the eye?
No, not in the, I don't think so, but she scraped my eyelid.
Oh, God.
And I freaked out. Not I jumped up, and I think I scared her because she ran off the bed. And I freaked out, and I ran into the bathroom. I was like, oh. Like, because I was pretty convinced there was a hole in my eyelid. But no, it was fine. I had to put her in another room because I was like, I can't sleep with you clawing my face off.
Yeah. Dude, that makes me squeamish.
Yeah.
Remember, our dad had a cat.
Yeah.
A really fat-ass cat. He was the biggest jerk. Because, like, there was two things he did that annoyed me. Like, he would be nice and, like, crawl up on your lap, but when he wanted to get off, he wouldn't hop off. He'd dig your claws into your legs until you throw him off.
You're going to get peed on our ass so quick.
He'd do it, oh, shit, and I'd, like...
And you would, like, kind of, like, pick him up and just, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
Toss him off.
Yeah, and also, what... You knew he did this. He would,
Oh, yeah, yeah, you remember that time that I just fully punted... The cat?
PETA's gonna come to me, dog. He's gonna come to you. No, he would, like, pretend... He would, like, get in the pouncing stance at the end of a hallway. Because, like, yeah, there's hallways.
Salem does that.
Yeah. And she doesn't do it as bad as... He would, like, get in the... He would never pounce at me, though. He would look straight at me and do that. But he knew it bothered me, but he'd never pounce.
It was like Michael Myers.
Yeah, our dad...
Standing at the end of a hallway.
Yeah. Our dad had to take the cat into his room whenever... I slept because I couldn't handle.
Yeah,
afraid to, like.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I still hate him. I still do.
Yeah, the cat.
Yeah, okay. I forgot his name. Like Garfield.
Mossy.
His name was Garfield. It was so fat.
No, it was Mossy. No. But yeah.
Mossy, what a dumb.
Yeah, other than life in general.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. There's going to be a lot... I know there's a lot of people that follow... Not a lot of people. You know, I feel like I sound facetious. I'm like, oh, we have 1 million followers.
Right.
Like, no, but I know there's people that follow us on Instagram, and there's only been one post. There will be more posts. We actually have a video segment planned for Instagram, specifically, which I feel like will work out pretty good. That's probably going to start next week. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I guess I'm pretty content with,
With the life thing.
Yeah, with the life.
You want to talk about stuff you're, like we could have talked about on the show?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready?
You want me to go ahead?
No, I'll go.
Okay.
I don't want you to get scared though.
All right.
Yeah, you guys know. I don't know. We did talk about Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee and stuff.
Is that in the July 5th?
Oh shit, I don't remember.
I don't know. That episode will be released soon. It's just, it's a matter of when, I guess. I'm walking away. That's why my voice looks faint.
Yeah.
Go ahead and keep talking.
Oh, I'm yawning. Holy shit. I'm excited for like the game. I don't know why people thought, like, I think when I first heard, like, oh no, this is gonna be the main series game that we're gonna get, but like after you think about it for a while, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
it really doesn't. This is just a side game that's fun. People are hating it because they think people have gotten spoiled, because remember it take like 2 or 3 years to get another Pokemon game. We literally got Sun and Moon 2016, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon 2017. Now we're getting this. And we got Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon 2015. We're getting Pokemon games yearly.
Yeah.
But people are mad at this game because it's not the main series game. They literally announced that it would come out in 2019. They literally announced a new core Pokemon game will come out 2019.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm excited for this game because I think it'll be fun. It could be a new series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Gen 1. It's Pokemon Yellow remake. And it looks really fun.
Yeah.
Pokemon follow you. People have been wanting that for like years. Right. Now they finally have it. And it's just the original 151 Pokemon, but still. It's a bunch of cool things. Pokemon Go compatible. I haven't played Pokemon Go.
Oh, I love Pokemon Go.
Oh, I bet you do.
I mean, I haven't played it in a little bit, but I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be fun. But I have never once played it. At all.
Which is weird to me, because of all the people I know that play Pokemon Go, you should be the, like,
I don't know why,
most obsessed with it.
It's not even like I hate it. I don't hate it. I think it's awesome.
I mean, it's fun. It's less fun when you barely get to, I mean, because you work all the time, you don't get to get out. Which, I mean.
It's not even because people were pretentious with it. Because I went to high school.
I feel like that was a low jab.
No. Because when I was in, I think I was either a junior or a senior in high school when it came out and it was huge, and like people were talking about it.
Was that 2016 or 2017?
I graduated in 2017. I'm pretty sure.
Like, pretty sure. No, I know you graduated in 2017. I'm just saying, like, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and like that was when it was really popular. People talked about it. I mean, that was cool. That was the cool part. It's not wrong that they didn't know, like, the original Pokemon games. Like, I'm just happy that they were having fun with Pokemon in general, having fun with something.
Yeah.
But people did get a little annoying with it.
Yeah, well, I think it was the people that, like, haven't touched a Pokemon game in so long, and they're like, oh my god, I love Pokemon. I always love Pokemon.
Yeah, but they,
and they acted like they were closet. They didn't want people to make fun of them because they were nerds. It's like, I knew this guy that I always brought in comic books.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
And yeah, I always brought in comic books, and then he when like the MCU started to flourish, like when Avengers first came out, he was like,
oh,
oh yeah, I have a whole like closet full of comic books. I love comic books so much. I'm like, you were the same dude that like made fun of me for always bringing comic books to school. I was like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, high schoolers are stupid.
Yeah.
Real talk. Put down on a t-shirt. That's one of the t-shirts we're selling. High schoolers are stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High schoolers are stupid.
College students, I don't even talk to them. Because like, that's the beautiful thing about college. You don't have to talk to anyone.
Yeah,
you don't have to talk to anyone.
Exactly.
At all. But, like, And I don't believe in the notion that, oh, because a fan base can make something like Rick and Morty fans made Rick and Morty not fun and not a good show, and I didn't want to watch it. Like, you don't have to, talk. If you like something, you don't have to, talk to other people about it. Right. Or you don't have to, interact with the fandom. You can literally just watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can find, if you ever want to talk to people, that's true for any, talking about anything ever. There are always assholes in any subject, any time.
Right. Not to interrupt you, I feel like I'm breathing really heavily into the mic because I can't breathe out of my nose. No, <that's laughs> I'm super stopped up. But no, I agree with you. Yeah, and we've covered it on an episode. I believe we covered it on the first episode ever. But yeah, Rick and Morty fans are insane. They really are.
That was the first episode.
Yeah, that was the first episode.
Yeah.
Whoa, callback. Yeah, I remember the first episode. The first episode we talked about, because that was when Lil Dicky's Freaky Friday came out.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem like very long ago, but...
It is.
I mean, it's been at least...
A year.
No, I think we've been doing this for at least...
6 months.
6-7 months.
Yeah.
Minus the 1 month that we didn't do anything.
No, I consider this... I told Dalton right before we started this. That was the prologue of Bone Spirit.
This is the chapter new chapter. One. Yeah. This is the chapter one.
Yeah. Who reads the prologue?
Yeah,
nobody reads the chapter prologue. One.
Ignore all our previous episodes.
No. That will always be... I asked Dalton, hey, you want to delete the other ones we did? And he said no, and I was like, you're right now. That ain't right. Because, we do want a fresh start. I do. I want a fresh start. But I am really happy with how those turned out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. I want to get better equipment. I mean...
You need equipment when you have heart.
Here's the thing, though. This, as long as I have Adobe Audition, this blue Snowball microphone is perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm using. I use a blue Snowball. It literally does everything you ask
for. Exactly. It does every freaking thing. Until we can afford... I want those freaking, the mics you see in every podcast, in the Tiny Meat Game videos and the Chris D'Elia video. I can't remember the brand, but it's got the smooth black end and it's a bigger head.
Yeah.
Which, wow. but those, the one, I always refer to it as the mic that everybody likes to adjust to make themselves look fancy.
Yeah.
I really want those because those are high quality mics, but I don't have $600 to fork out for two of them.
No, we'll get some.
Yeah, we'll definitely get some money.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Donate on anchor.fm.
Yeah, Pokemon. Talk about that. I'm happy. I'm excited for it. I'm really excited for it.
One big thing I wanted to talk about, and I feel like I shouldn't talk about it just because it is so controversial. The whole James Gunn shit.
That's dumb.
It's so dumb. They actually legitimately fired it. They're not gonna rehire him.
It's not even like he said anything.
I will say, no, what he said was horrible.
No, I agree with that, but not like he continued to say it.
Yeah, it was way before he started working for Disney, which is super hypocritical because
Disney had Nazi stuff.
Disney has said, what is that one old
Donald Duck?
No, it's called Southern something. I don't know. But super racist shit. Yeah. But
that was fine. There's nothing. I mean,
no, don't say that was fine and then.
No.
It's not fine.
What I'm saying is it's not right today because we have common sense now, but back then it was a different time.
Okay, that just makes you sound really bad. It wasn't right back then either.
Yeah, but the climate of time back then was. It was okay, but now we're smarter now.
Oh, okay. No, I understand. I understand what you mean. You mean
because
to the people that made it, it was okay.
Yeah, because media was so new back then that it was okay. They thought it was okay, but then we realized, hey, this isn't right to broadcast stuff like this that's wrong.
Right. I would much rather... I know what you're trying to say, and I know you're on the right side of history in saying that it's wrong. But I would prefer you say they thought it was okay instead of it was okay. Because that makes it seem like you think it was okay. And it's clearly not.
Hey, what's the big deal?
Dude. For the love of God.
No, I'm not racist. I'm not.
He's really not. But I don't want to get plugged after our first Like, nope, sorry, guys.
I don't know, no. Chief, see, that ain't it.
Here's
that
the thing. It. I don't... And that's one thing I will say. It, like, when we open up the YouTube channel, when we start filming the podcast, one thing we don't condone, and this is coming from both of us, and anybody else that's going to be associated with this thing, we don't condone racism. We don't condone...
bullying.
Yeah, we don't condone bullying. We don't condone any sense of... like, I guess referring to,
judgment?
Right? No, we don't, I guess referring to James Gunn, we don't, condone any kind of, like, pedophilia, jokes, we don't condone any kind of, like, you know, nothing negative, like, if we ever find out that anybody associated, we don't, and we definitely don't condone, like, sexual harassment. Anything like that, which, I mean, I feel like all this stuff goes without saying.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it...
But, it's like, just, we...
Like, this... I think,
if we find out anybody's commenting shit...
Yeah, but
we're gonna block.
Yeah, and, like, we
and
have...
And then delete.
That's right. Yeah. He did a little hand motion.
Yeah.
That I really, really enjoyed.
It was a weird little... I don't know what that was supposed to mean.
Yeah. But, like, I feel... I think this is true, that you can joke about anything, but, like, when you say something
to out of hurt,
hurt someone, it's not right.
No, it's not
right. But okay. I think you can joke about literally anything, but it has to be, some jokes have to be at the right time.
And it has to be the...
It has to be for the right reason.
It has
reasons.
To be, yeah, it has to be for the right reason. And I do believe that, too. I know people have said that, like, Bo Burnham has said, there's so many comedians that say, yeah, you can joke about anything. It's just, you have to, yeah, you have to...
You can't be surprised.
It can't come from a place of hate.
Yeah, when you joke about something that's so controversial and so topical, and then you're like, why are people reacting this way? You can't act surprised. Don't play dumb. You know what you did.
We sound lame as hell, but honestly, like, I mean, we joke around a lot. I guess the reason I'm so, like, I want to clarify is, since this is our comeback episode...
Yeah,
I want to kind of get it all out in the open.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
Yeah, it's
that's how this podcast is gonna roll.
Yeah,
but yeah. I hope they hire him back, but I feel like he won't come back. He's like, nah. Yeah,
well,
a chance.
Here's the thing with the jokes on Twitter. Not okay, but I still would have hired him back just because he.
I wouldn't have fired him to begin. I wouldn't ever do that again.
Which he hasn't. But it's just like, it was more of a slap on the wrist kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's people that have been doing worse. But, did you see the photos that came out?
What?
Okay, those photos of him at a Halloween party.
Oh my god.
Where he's dressed up as a priest.
Oh my god.
And his friends in the picture that he's taking pictures with are dressed up as children.
Oh my god. That's funny. That's wrong.
It's funny. But it's not okay.
It's
I guess it's funny comedic timing, because it's all this shit. They're debating on whether or not to bring him back. Then all of a sudden these photos pop up, and it's like, oh shit. Well, no, you know what?
No. Like, that's fine. That's just a joke. He's allowed to joke if he actually did do stuff like that. If he actually touched children. Yeah. Then don't bring him back.
Don't bring him.
He joked about touching children.
It's wrong, but it's wrong. I mean, he didn't do it.
They could have, like, literally sent out a thing saying, we do not
condone
stuff like this, and this was during a time.
Which is what? Fucking.
Like, you don't. They probably didn't even talk to him when they fired him.
Yeah, well, which is what, Warner Brothers and, J.K. Rowling. That's what they did when all the stuff came out about Johnny Depp. They were like, oh, well, he was abusive to his wife.
Yeah.
But he is right for this role, so we're going to keep him in Fantastic Beasts 2.
That's not...
The only
way that's fine is if he's remorseful and he's, like, made it right. You know, because people make mistakes, but I don't think that's a mistake. You messed up. You did something bad. You need to pay... for doing something bad.
Oh yeah, he definitely needs to pay for that. He needs to be punished.
Yeah, that's like with the Roseanne Barr, like, comment. Like that joke. Like we were saying before, That joke wasn't funny. That was to hurt someone.
Yeah, that so was she deserved. Full, she to deserved get fired. Every, and that's one thing. Roseanne Barr was so pissed about the whole James Gunn thing. But here's the thing: James Gunn's a decent human being. Roseanne Barr is.
The jokes were clear.
She was clearly being offensive and racist, and it's nobody's gonna condone that.
James Gunn was shock humor. Hers was just mean.
It's just hurtful. Yeah, and it's like
it ain't right.
It's not. Yeah, and that was just a whole lot of what I wanted to talk about, because that was going on for weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, no.
A new Dragon Ball movie coming out. Looks flames fire.
Flames fire.
Yeah, with Broly and stuff. And, like, people keep... This annoys me. People kept saying the original Broly movie was bad because all Broly said was, like, oh, Kakarot this, I'm going to kill Kakarot. He literally said more than that.
Yeah.
And he didn't say Kakarot all the fucking time. Right. He would literally say, the story, I agree that the story of why he was mad at Goku was really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally because when they were babies, Goku cried too much and he couldn't sleep.
Right.
That's literally the story.
Right.
And it's like, that's dumb. But... like, he was a smartass. Yeah. It wasn't just, and that's true with every villain.
Yeah.
Cell was a smartass. Kid Buu never talked.
Not really.
Yeah, Majin Buu became a good guy. I guess the name is just Buu. The slim one. He never really talked. Until he, sucked up people. And he became a smartass.
Yeah.
So, I was saying, people only say that he only said Kakarot because of the Team 4 Star, what's it called? Abridged version of the movie that they made.
Yeah.
Where he did that.
Right.
He literally said other things. That just annoys me. The movies aren't perfect because, they made Vegeta look like a pussy when he's not. But and he did, because he was like, he didn't even get into the fight until Piccolo said, hey, why are you over here? We're getting our asses beat. That's literally...
Is this spoilers, though?
For the old movie, it's been out forever. This is not going to happen in the new movie.
Right.
But in this new movie, Vegeta's like, he's like, oh shit, this is bad, but I want to fight him.
Right. I always thought Vegeta was like a closeted...
homosexual,
yeah. No, he's just really a big puss about everything.
No, but he's the Prince of Saiyan. He's done stuff.
Oh, get off it.
He's done stuff.
He's such a puss.
He rebelled against Frieza. But there was that one scene that annoyed me where he, in the anime, mm-hmm. where he ran away when Piccolo was fighting Frieza in the second form. He tried to run away.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of what Vegeta was doing.
He is a puss.
He's not a pussy.
He's such a puss.
He's a proud warrior.
Oh.
Oh.
Why don't you go suck his dick?
I would.
Oh my god.
No, but the movie is it's not perfect at all. It's a you can even say it's a bad movie, but it's not there's things that are going around that are false, that are not true at all. And if you watch the movie, you'd know.
Yeah.
But if you don't like the movie, then you don't like the movie. Right. I'm excited for this new movie, though.
Yeah.
Yeet.
Yeet, skeet.
Let's get it!
I don't understand that.
That's a little pump.
Is that
Lil That's Pump? What he did. Him and some other rapper in the car. I think it was Smoke Perp or some shit. And they were in the car going, hey, let's get it!
Is that what the E-S-K-E-E-T-I-T?
Yeah, I thought it was Eskeet.
I thought it was Eskeet-tit.
That's Eskeet how tit. I say it, because that's funny. Eskeet it.
I don't know, dude. I don't keep up with these
children.
Yeah, dude. I
feel like Lil Pump's low key really smart.
I doubt it. I really doubt it. No, I just can't get with I like Lil Uzi Vert to a degree. And I like Post Malone. I like 21.
Post Malone's not in that class of rapper. He's like in a different thing.
He's good.
He's not. Post Malone's really good. Of him as a rapper. I think of him as a singer.
He's more of like a
T-Pain. Yeah. He's in that T-Pain category.
Like the no man's land of.
T-Pain's still popular. Pretty popular, yeah.
No.
Yeah, he is.
The idea of T-Pain is popular.
No, he is. He released music and a lot of people like it.
Okay, Akon's here's the thing. Not popular. I'm very up to date. With this show, I have to be up to date on most things. And music is one of the things I'm up to date. And I have not seen a single song from T-Pain.
He just released a thing called Everything.
Oh, I believe you. No, I believe you. But it can't be as popular as you're talking about.
Don, there are underground bands that get like a million listens. Yeah, but
T-Pain is not underground. T-Pain has been top 40 for God knows how long. And you can't, if you're ever top 40, you're no longer underground. There's no hipster quality about you.
That's a lie, because you can have one song
turns you into a one-hit wonder.
That's not, you're still not
underground.
That you are underground.
No, you're not.
You start underground, you come back up. It's like a hedgehog.
Okay, but T-Pain started at the top.
No, he did not.
And now he's at the bottom that Drake talked about.
Don, do you think these artists just immediately become popular?
I really do. Some of them do. Some of them do. You cannot tell me that. If
you release one song that's really popular, or you have a lot of like famous people backing you, then yeah. But artists that start from the ground... Post Malone wasn't that popular when he first started. He had that one song that brought him up. Then he went down a little bit. Then he released these other songs that made them popular again.
No, but what I'm saying
is, you can be an underground artist for a period, then a...
I get that. I agree with that. That's not what I'm saying, though.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you can't be a top 40 artist and then go to being an underground artist that nobody talks about.
Daughtry went from being... They had like hits.
No, I gotta stand up.
No, you're listen to what I'm saying.
You're pissing me off.
Listen, Daughtry had a bunch of hits, okay, over and over and over.
Yes, but he's not underground.
He is now.
No, he's not.
Define underground music.
Underground music is music that has never been discovered.
That is a load of horseshit.
By top 40. If Daughtry is already top 40, he can't be considered underground later.
No, but that, it's not fair. I see where you come from. But it's not fair to call... If going by your logic...
And why people did you bring up Daughtry?
Daughtry saying their music, that was popular, that made them stars. That was like top 40 music. But then when they come back down, you can't just call them unpopular music.
You know why you can? Because they're not popular.
But what if their songs now are better than the songs that were in the top 40? You can't like give them that bad label.
Chris,
amazing songs that no one listens to.
Yeah, I understand that. But the fact that they are top 40 makes them popular.
There are shitty songs that are at the top and good songs. It's a mix.
No, I understand that and I agree. But what I'm saying is, you can't say that a band is popular if they're underground.
No,
it's a paradox.
No, I'm not saying that a band that's currently popular is underground. I'm saying when they stop becoming popular, when they fall out of the top 40 and no one listens to them anymore, they're underground again.
Yeah.
Yes. How's that? What's hard to comprehend about that? Underground is the stuff that's not popular. That's why they're called underground.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
Just now, I wasn't even listening to you. I was trying to think of a joke.
With Daughtry?
No. I said paradox, and I was trying to think of a joke to put a pair of Crocs into a paradox.
Oh.
To call it a pair of Crocs. And I'm so, like, out of it and tired, I couldn't think of the right thing. But I don't know.
What is wrong?
I just don't.
It's not
agree.
That hard to comprehend.
No, I. Jesus.
There has to be. If a band that was once popular is no longer anymore, what would you call them? What would you call Daughtry? What would you call Three Doors Down?
Trash.
No. What if their music? Because like, what if their music's better now? But like, it's just that they're. Like, there's been shitty music that's gone
okay,
up.
Okay, that's fine, but you're not hearing what I'm saying. Their music could be better now. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
In quality.
It could be better now. But that doesn't make them popular. If nobody's listening to them.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Popularity is how many people listen. The quality of their music has nothing to do with how popular
You know what angers me the most about this conversation is that I'm going to go back and listen to it when I'm editing, and I'm going to realize that you were right the entire time, and I'm going
to
be pissed.
No, I know, because like I've listened to some of T-Pain's music. The stuff that wasn't top 40, the stuff that wasn't popular, I could say that his music back when he was top 40 is worse than his music now, but he's not as popular,
right?
Because people lose interest,
right?
Yeah, but it's like, you know,
right? I mean, okay, fine.
You have to understand what I'm saying.
People are probably gonna like, what is he saying? I'm walking around. He made me pace.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
Okay, fine. You're right. For time's sake, I'm going to say you're right. but yeah. Man.
Yeah. That's the conclusion of chapter one.
The hell is that?
It's our fucking refrigerator. It makes noises all the fucking time.
Calm down.
No, it makes me mad. It scares me at night. I sleep in the fridge.
I'm gonna get you.
I sleep in the fridge.
The fridge is like. I'm gonna get you. That's the clap of the door closing over like a mouth.
I'm gonna get you.
I'm gonna swim with you. I'm gonna be your best friend.
No. I got some leftover stuffing.
We don't make stuffing. We have a leftover.
Oh my God, we're not going to talk about what we have left over. Well, I'm not even at my
house.
I'm not even at my house, so I don't even know what you have left over.
You literally ate some of our leftover tacos.
Alright, I guess this concludes this episode. God, this has been all over the rails. Yeah. See, I don't know, maybe
you can't expect this podcast to stay on one trend. No. That's what makes this podcast so great to me.
Is this your favorite podcast?
To do? I only do one right now.
No. Alright.
It's fun. I listen back to it sometimes. It's fun. I think people like it.
Yeah. I love it. I love doing it. I'm not going to say I love listening to it. I do, but like I'm not going to say it because I think it makes me sound like...
No, it's fun.
Self-affirming or something.
No. That, I understand where you come from. Saying that... You love your own art. You have to love your own art.
Well, yeah.
But if you say, my art's better than everyone else's art, that's like being...
That's kind of what I was wanting to trap you into saying. Is this your favorite podcast?
If I say it was my favorite podcast, that's just my own personal opinion. But telling everyone...
should be your favorite.
No, like, I think it's fine to say this is my favorite podcast, which it's not. So because like I like other podcasts, I don't have a favorite podcast.
What if we got so popular we gave Daughtry a resurgence?
Yeah,
and Daughtry came back.
I don't even know if they record music anymore.
I doubt it.
There were fourth on, weren't they like seventh? Wasn't Chris Daughtry like seventh or fourth?
Fourth, I think.
Oh, there was a reason for that.
Well, I don't know, dude. The most popular people don't win. The people who do win, they win the money, but they don't. They don't have as much fame.
Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson. What's that? I'm trying to think of.
I'm talking about like really. I mean, those are popular, yeah. But like at the time, Daughtry was super popular. One Direction was popular for a long time. They won like third or fourth.
Did Jordan Sparks win? Or was she like third or something?
I don't know if Jordan Sparks was ever on American Idol.
Adam Hicks is so popular, man.
Adam Hicks.
Was it? No, that's the
Adam Lambert. Adam Hicks is the Disney star that got arrested.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
No, it's not. He's an idiot.
Yeah, but no, but if he... I wish he was funny in Zeke and Luther.
Yeah. I liked him in Parrot Kings, too.
He was only in there like one. That's so
dude,
sad.
Parrot Kings was the jam, dude.
It was a good show.
I miss that show.
What's Mitchell Musso doing?
Mitchell Musso's not doing shit.
What's that other guy doing?
The Cory in the House guy?
No,
wasn't that who that was?
No.
Yeah.
It was the other... No, he was on Sweet Life on Deck for like a little bit. Then he went to Parrot Kings. He wasn't Corey Massey. The only thing I have seen Corey Massey. Is that his name? Corey?
No. Kyle Massey.
Kyle Massey. The only thing I've seen him in after, like, all that was in The Electric Company in, like, 2010.
Wait, who was it? Oh, I remember. I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he played, like, that really rich guy.
Yeah.
Brenda Song wasn't in... She was in Sweet Life on Deck.
Yeah, she was.
Ashley Tisdale wasn't.
No. We were blessed with Debbie Ryan.
Yeah.
Who was... Should have won an Emmy for her performance.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to be honest.
She played a country bumpkin. I hate this podcast. I just joke. All
right, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah. Go to anchor.fm to find out where you can listen to us. A couple places, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Anchor itself. Like we said, we're on 9 different platforms. It's been great talking to you. I'm Dalton Ryder.
I'm Chris. I got beat.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.